Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Daf Tes, Sota 9a, pagination is 17. We'll start on the facing page about a third of the way up, Masnisin, the new Mishnah. B'mida sha'oda modeid ba modedin lo. In the way that a person doles out to others, that's how they deal with him or her. And in the next Mishnah, we will encounter examples of this. Miriam waited for Moshe to see what would happen when he was a baby. So therefore, the Jewish people waited for her when she got Saras. Yosef took care of the burial of his father. So Moshe Rabbeinu himself, such a great person, dealt with Atzmos Yosef to retrieve the bones of Yosef and bring them to burial. Moshe dealt with the bones of Yosef, so no less than Hashem himself dealt with Moshe in terms of his burial. We find as well in the beginning of Parashas Yisro, that Yisro is astounded, ki badovar asher zodu aleihem, that Hashem punished the Mitzrayim in the same way that they were doing wrong. They were drowning the Jewish baby boys, so Hashem drowned them. So the Mishnah follows this theme and says that by the Sota as well, she's getting punishments that are appropriate for her behavior. He kashta es atzma la'avera. She beautified herself for sin. Hamakom nivla. So Hashem disgraces her. And in the process of the sota, she is disgraced. He gilsa es atzma la'avera. She revealed herself for sin. Parts of her that were supposed to be covered were revealed. So Hashem says, you want to reveal? Hamakom gila oleha. Hashem reveals what happened in secret. Biyarech hischila ba'avera techila, va'achakach habeten. With her thigh, or her private area, she began the sin. And then the stomach, the belly, came next. Lefikach tiloke hayerech techila ve'achakach habet, and therefore when the pasuk describes the klala, the curse, the yerech, the thigh, is mentioned first, and afterwards the beten, the belly. U'she'or kol haguf lo polat, and the rest of her body doesn't have refuge either, because it too was part of the sin, maybe not as directly, but also participated and is also going to be punished quite strategically. The Gemara elaborates on Mida Keneged Mida, and then, three lines from the bottom, the Gemara picks up again the theme of Sota. V'chematzinu b'Sota, shebemida shemadida ba, madudula. In the way that she behaved, a corresponding response was done for her. He amda al pesach besa leira oslo. She stood by the opening of her house in order to be seen by him, the other man. Lefikach kohen ma'amida al sha'ar nikanar. Therefore the kohen stands her by the gateway in an open area where people can see her. Omare kolona lakol, and her disgrace is now publicized. He pirsa lo sudarim na'im al rosha. She put very beautiful adornments on her head. She wrapped herself with cloth that was attractive. Lefikach koi notal kipa me al rosha umanicho tachas ragleha. Therefore, the kohen removes her head covering in an act of disgrace during the sota process in the Beis Hamikdash. He kashta lo paneha, she made her face beautiful. Lefikach panaho morikos. Therefore, during the punishment, her face goes, one translation might be green. It goes bad. She becomes ugly. He kochla lo eneha. She did makeup on her eyes. Lefikach eneha boltos. Therefore, her eyes bulge during this process. He kala lo esaira. She braided her hair beautifully. Lefikach kohen soser esaira. Therefore, the kohen removes the covering that's making her look nice so that she is disgraced. Likewise, he chagra lo betziltzul. She used a special belt to look pretty. Lefikach kohen mevi chevel hamitzvi v'kosha lo lemayla midadea. Therefore, the kohen, during the process, uses a rope to hold her clothing in place, and it's disgraceful. It's not the adornments that she had been using. Finally, the Gemara gets back to the theme that we began in the Mishnah. He pashta lo es yurecha. She stretched out her thigh, made it available. Lefikach yurecha nofeles. Therefore, her thigh falls, collapses, ruptures. It gets punished over there. He kiblaso al kresa. She accepted his presence on her belly. Lefikach bitnat sava. Therefore, her stomach blows up. We'll get back to that in a second. He achilaso ma'adane olam. She gave him to eat, literally or figuratively, the tasty things of this world, of the world of Gashmias, of the world of physicality. That's what she offered him. Lefikach karbana ma'acho behema. Therefore, her karban is saorim, barley, which is considered food of animals. Another approach is that she acted like an animal, but this Gemara is citing the concept that it's physicality, as opposed to what a human being is supposed to be, a positive, healthy blend of physical, spiritual, where we elevate the physical to a great spiritual level. She instead just took the physicality and ran with it. Now, the Gemara mentioned this theme of the thigh and the belly, and when we examine the psukim, it's very important to notice that the order gets switched. Initially, which is what's being cited here, the Kohen gives her the curse and says, Yurechech nofeles, your thigh will collapse, referring to the private area, and bitnech tzava, and the belly will blow up. So first, the womb or the sexual organs will be affected, and then the belly. Now, it's interesting that among children, when they see a person pregnant, they see their mother pregnant, they talk about in the tummy, in the stomach. It's clearly not correct. If the child would be developing in the stomach, the child wouldn't develop. The child is in the womb. And the pasuk is obviously going to be very particular. It's two different things. Yurechech nofeles, the womb, that part of the body where entry is from the bottom, is one thing. And bitnech, the stomach, the belly, tzava, that entry from the top. That's a different part of the body. When the pasuk continues and describes how it's going to happen, the Kohen and then the story talk about the stomach first and then the thigh. Stomach first and then the thigh in Psukim Chaf Beis and Chaf Zayin. Rashi explains that the klala is hiskir yerech techila. That's the way it should be. It should be that the thigh comes first. As we said over here, because the thigh is where it started. That's the part that benefited from the event most directly right away. But when the water of sota comes in, it's bodkin derech kinesasan, Rashi says. It checks her as it comes in. It's in oversimplified, primitive understanding, it's almost like a side effect. Really, the thigh should be the first to go, but because Hashem decided the way it's going to be checked is through water, and the water hits the stomach first, so in actuality, the stomach is the place where the punishment gets noticed first. That's what gets affected first, because it's highly potent, and that's where it hits. But according to levels of mida keneged mida and punishment, it would really be the thigh that comes first. And therefore, when the Kohen describes the klala, the curse, the reasoning, the logic of why she's being punished, he puts the yerech first. On the bottom of the page, we find, three lines up, sota nasna eineha b'misha eina ra'oila. A sota placed her eyes in something that was not appropriate for her. She tried to get pleasure from a different man outside of her married life. Masha biksha lo nitein la. What she wanted, she doesn't get. She's going to be forbidden to him, even if she would admit and not drink the water of sota. Umasha biyado natluhu mimena. And what she had, she's going to lose. Either when she drinks, she dies, she loses it, or if it's discovered, then she becomes forbidden to her husband. And the Gemara in Amud Beis cites other examples like this, including Korach, who vied for greatness, jealous of Aaron, and he ends up losing everything. Adoniyahu, the brother of Shlomo, son of David, who decided to ask for Avishag, and Shlomo viewed it as an act of rebellion, and Adoniyahu gets killed as a result. And probably the most popular example is Haman, who wanted something that he didn't have, that he wasn't entitled to, and he ends up losing everything. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.